Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? NXT is tonight. Raw was last night. AEW Dynamite tomorrow. And as always, we have a bunch of news. And it appears I'm flying solo here today. Mike Sempervivi is unavailable. And Filthy Tom is unavailable. And Lance Storm is unavailable. But you know who's not unavailable? You, the dear listeners. So a very good chance today that we are going to be taking your phone calls. I'll throw the number out later. But in the meantime, you can text us 425-780-7566. Questions or comments on any of the news, and we got a lot of it. Lineups for the next couple of days. Of course, the world-famous Raw Report, or at least portions of the Raw Report coming up later. And then we've got all of the updates on Adam Copeland, who is recovering from surgery. Tanahashi has talked about the future of a lot of things, actually. In fact, he's got a 10-point plan for growth of New Japan Pro Wrestling. We'll tell you what those 10 things are. We've also got Randy Orton speaking out about Vince McMahon. He's very happy that he is gone, and we'll tell you why. Rampage viewership from this past Friday night, as well as Collision and SmackDown, and all of the notes from Monday Night Raw, which we're going to get a chance to get into here today. They've got we've got an NXT pay-per-view coming up this Sunday and a WWE pay-per-view coming up the following Saturday. So a lot of shows coming up over the next month. Forbidden Door, of course, at the end of the month as well. So a lot to get into. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi here today, but I got you guys. So if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Got a lot of news to talk about here today, but I do want to start with this, since it was a talking point a couple of days ago. And I may have this number wrong, okay? But the number I'm about to give you that may be wrong, it doesn't matter. And this is the overall story here. So this weekend, the Collision Overnights allegedly came out. And they were like, this is the number. I'm not sure what the actual number was, because honestly, I don't pay any attention to the overnights. And usually when AEW overnights get leaked, there's usually a reason for that. But the AEW overnights, it was something like 98,000 viewers or something like that. And a 0.07 in 18 to 49. And everybody was freaking out that the show was dead and this and that. And, I mean, I'll say it again. Don't pay any attention to the overnights, okay? Collision did not do 98,000 viewers. It did 378,000 viewers at a 0.11. Not a great number by any means. The viewership, I think, was the lowest since March, and the 18 to 49 was the lowest since the beginning of May. But it was not 98,000 and a 0.07. And we've talked about this many times. People jump on those overnight numbers, and it becomes a story. But wait for the final numbers to come out, 378 and 0.11. Still not great. I mean, don't get me wrong, but that's definitely better than 98,000. The SmackDown show, 2.3 million and a 0.65, which actually was the highest since April in both viewership and 18 to 49. Sports competition, NBA, NHL. I mean, there's going to be some smooth sailing here for a while up until the Olympics. And the Rampage episode, 255,000. And a 0.09. And both of those numbers are up, but they're up from I think it was a preempted show. Although this was at a weird time. It was 3 hours early as a result of TNT coverage of NBA and NHL. And still, 255 and a 0.09. Not good, but based on preemptions and when it aired, that is not the worst number that I've ever seen. So anyway, that's the update on those things. And now we'll get into news. Tonight, NXT. We've got Jordan Grace versus Stevie Turner. We've got Tony D versus Damon Kemp. Thea Hale versus Jasmine Nix. And an inside look, Lola Vice and Shayna Baszler. This is the go-home show for the NXT PLE Battleground, which airs on the 9th. And that show thus far only has four matches. So we may add one more, but usually these NXT, you know, these pay-per-views, they're done in like 2.5 hours. They're easy to watch. Usually, you know, four matches, largely good. We have got Obafemi versus Joe Coffey and Wes Lee. Roxanne Perez versus Jordan Grace. We've got the NXT North American title ladder match, the women's North American title, so we'll get a new champion. And Shayna Baszler versus Lola Vice in NXT Underground. So that is the pay-per-view coming up on June 9th. And so that's this coming Sunday. And then the following Saturday is Clash at the Castle. And for that, we've got Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre for the world title, Bayley versus Piper Niven for the women's title, and Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable. So that's the lineup for the next couple of pay-per-views. And then tomorrow, the Dynamite show. I could be wrong, but as far as I know, there's only three things announced for the show. We have Swerve Strickland versus Roderick Strong. We have Saraya versus Mariah May, which was supposed to take place last week but was cut. And we have MJF returning to Dynamite. And that's pretty much all we know about that show. And I think they're going to have a lot easier time with a lack of competition. So, I mean, to me, get some matches out. Let's advertise some things for this show. So, that's that. All right. Adam Copeland, starting his road to recovery after undergoing surgery for a fractured leg. He suffered a fractured tibia during the barbed wire steel cage match against Malakai Black at Double or Nothing. He climbed to the top of the cage. He looked down. And he decided, I'm going to jump. And he tried to do an elbow and land on his feet. And he broke his leg. And so he has undergone surgery. He has stated first day, first morning post-surgery, wanted to see what I can pull off. Right now I'm about to walk through the forbidden door. Since I can't walk through the forbidden door of the pay-per-view, I can walk through the forbidden door here at the gym. He's doing single leg planks. He's forced, obviously, to vacate the TNT title. And so now they have got another. Like, this is the deal. They've got three tournaments that presumably are going to be ongoing at the same time. Because we're having qualifying matches for the TNT title match, which also is a ladder match. So it's actually the exact same thing NXT is doing for the women's North American title. We're doing qualifying matches for the TNT title match at Forbidden Door. And presumably, I actually don't know this because they haven't announced it yet, but presumably the Owen Hart Cup tournament, men and women, is also going to be kicking off prior to Forbidden Door. So we'll have three tournaments basically all going on at the same time on Dynamite and probably Rampage and Collision as well. So he's on the road to recovery. And, you know, the thing with broken legs, I mean, if you got like a, you know, torn bicep, torn tricep, torn pec, or like a torn ACL, torn MCL, I mean, as soon as it happens, you've got a pretty good idea of, you know, when you can come back. But with a broken leg, you know, it's different. How was the break? You know, was it a clean break? Was it not a clean break? I mean, he could be back in a few months. He could be back in much longer. So hopefully he's back soon. And, you know, I don't recommend jumping off cages, but I know it's pro wrestling. If you're going to jump off a cage, you should land on like 10 guys. That's my theory. Tanahashi talked about a bunch of things. Tanahashi is the president of New Japan Pro Wrestling, which is largely a figurehead role, but I'm sure he gets to make some decisions. It's coming into the future of the New Japan Strong titles. So the New Japan started this New Japan Strong show on New Japan World. And, you know, it was, you know, we used to review it, me and Filthy, and it was a weekly show. And, you know, they would have they created New Japan Strong Championships. And then everything kind of changed with the New Japan Strong TV show. And the Strong titles ended up being defended all over the place. So now Tanahashi said he wants to clarify the roles of the New Japan titles. So the Strong titles will no longer be defended outside of the United States. The New Japan Strong titles are now exclusive to the United States. He says, taking into account the opinions of wrestlers and fans, we want to clarify the roles and concepts of each title, raise the status of our titles. They will see various forms. But firstly, New Japan Strong Championships will be restored to their original roles of only being defended on American events. So basically, and I would not be opposed to this at all, this would be like if Tony Khan announced that the Ring of Honor titles will no longer be appearing on AEW Dynamite, Rampage, Collision. They are exclusive only to Ring of Honor. So that's what New Japan is doing here. He says, there have been a lot of new titles of late. I think this is Tanahashi, not Tony Khan. There have been a lot of new titles of late. It's important, I think, for wrestlers to understand what championships they want to aim toward, for fans to understand that as well. Each title can have a role at different events. We want the IWGP World Heavyweight title to consistently be the peak and have those roles take place after that. And, of course, the first New Japan Strong Openweight Champion, our own Filthy Tom Lawler. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, you know that Who Killed WCW debuts tonight on Vice? If you want to see everybody blame everybody else, which is what I saw in the 15-minute preview clip they had up. But if you go to my ex at Brian Alvarez, or just go to Amazon.com, Death of WCW is still available right now. If you'd like to read that book, it has, in fact, been in print 20 years. The book, it's still in print after 20 years. And you can actually still buy a paperback copy, if you'd like a paperback copy. You can get on Kindle. And you can go to Audible.com, and if you sign up for an Audible free trial, they give you two free books. You can choose Death of WCW and listen to it free with an Audible trial. And yes, I read it. I read the book to you over the course of 13 excruciating hours. If you want to hear my voice, read The Death of WCW. So check it out, Amazon.com. The some issues with Twitch here today. Some people have an audio issues. I'm having video issues. Yeah. But anyway, 13 hours. You can check it out on my ex. You can check it out on Amazon.com. And I was doing the math. It has sold a lot of copies over 20 years. And granted, I do not get the full cover price of the book, obviously. I get a small portion of that. But if I had received the full price of every copy of Death of WCW that has ever been sold, I would have had enough money to buy World Championship Wrestling in 2001. My, how history might have been basically exactly the same. But anyway, so Tanahashi did his press conference, and he was talking about his 10-point plan. He's got a 10-point plan to grow New Japan Pro Wrestling. And these are the 10 points here. Number one, talent discovery and development. Good plan. Without talent discovery and development, you're going to have a rough time. Number two, elevating the value of the title belts. Well, you want your belts to be important, obviously. In fact, in terms of pro wrestling storytelling, the value of your belts is the most important thing you've got. Number three, hopefully Evil was at the press conference, reducing / eliminating outside interference. They do sometimes go overboard with the outside interference, as do basically all wrestling companies, including last night. Last night's Raw, as we'll get into, I actually thought Raw was a pretty great show. And they had one thing on it that was just flat out amazing. But, you know, they did a show long storyline with the Judgment Day, and they interfered in four different matches. And the way they were telling the story, you know, the first two or three, I was like, all right, fine, I get the story. By the time they did the main event, I was done. It was one too many. They jumped the shark. But yes, we could do with a little bit less outside interference. Although, as I've talked about this with AEW. You know, Tony doesn't like to do DQs, doesn't like to do countouts. Once or twice, maybe three times a year, we'll see a finish like that. And, you know, it's much better to do fewer than it is to do more. However, this is professional wrestling. And it is 52 weeks a year. And hours and hours of television every week. You know, WWE has five on the main roster. AEW also actually has five, if you consider Rampage, you know, a main roster show, which, I mean, the main roster's on there. But point is, They each have 5 hours of weekly television, over 250 hours of television every year, 2,500 hours of television or more over the course of 10 years. And so, honestly, when you refuse to do DQs, countouts, I mean, you're in some ways making your job more difficult. You're handcuffing yourself. So, as in everything, there's a happy medium. I don't think that, interference, DQs, countouts, up and down a show, every single, I mean, I don't think that's the right answer. Although, to be honest, I mean, the promotion that I have seen that had the most screw job finishes and the least amount of in-ring action was actually WWF from like 1997 through 2001, when literally they won the wrestling war over WCW, and they were doing it with repetitive countout, DQ, run-in, no contest, screw job. I mean, they were the hottest that they ever were until today, and that's where the shows were. But they used that to tell their stories. And it was probably overkill, but I mean, it didn't kill them. But I would consider it, as a fan, very much overkill. On the other hand, I know people remember All Japan Pro Wrestling, all clean finishes. They also were not doing 250 hours of content to television viewers every year. And so it's hard. There should be a balance. I'm okay with a DQ once per show. I'm okay with a count out once per show, a screw job here or there. You got a book, But anyway, increasing the prominence and status of New Japan Hentai, which are the group of wrestlers affiliated with the main New Japan instead of one of the promotion's other factions. In other words, he wants to not lose sight of your actual New Japan talent. They're working with a lot of different people. They're bringing in a lot of different talent from outside, but he does not want to lose focus on the actual New Japan stars. Strengthening ties with Stardom is number 5. Strengthening ties with AEW is number 6. Improving the live fan experience is number 7. Improving New Japan World is number 8. I have no problem with New Japan World. Improved treatment of personal information. So, New Japan, they've got a fan club. And this story still just blows my mind. When you think of Japan, you think of this technologically advanced country. And meanwhile, in May, they've got a fan club and a bunch of personal information, not credit cards or anything like that, but some personal information, was on a thumb drive which was lost. A USB drive contained this information. Honestly, if you're talking about old school technology, you may as well have just done a floppy disk, because at least if you lost a floppy disk, it's not like anybody could access it. But they lost a USB drive that contained personal information of the fan club members. And they were very sorry about that. And New Japan sponsorships. Improving relationships with current sponsors and introducing new ones. So that's his 10-point plan for making New Japan great again. Big E and MVP undergoing stem cell treatment. Actually, before we get to that, we should at least talk about Dominion, because Dominion is coming up this weekend, June 9th. Well, it's Sunday, June 9th, but I mean, you can watch it late Saturday night. So we got the Best of the Super Juniors finals, Taiji Ishimori versus El Desperado. And those final two matches, Dave said, out of this world, two of the best matches he's seen all year. Not, he noted, involving Will Ospreay. John Moxley, speaking of, will be defending the IWGP World Heavyweight title days after Hiroshi Tanahashi, the president, said we need to work on outside interference and having less of it. He will be defending against Evil. in a lumberjack death match, which actually is an interesting stipulation because, you know, one of the things that John Moxley does best is, you know, these wild hardcore matches where they brawl all over the building and it's just chaos. But in theory, a lumberjack death match means they can't leave the ring. They get thrown outside, they're supposed to be thrown back in. So this is like, you know, a cage match, kind of, except the cage can't throw you back in. But in theory, the lumberjacks are supposed to throw you back in. So I suppose it's possible that they'll work in the ring for a while and then spill outside. And then instead of doing their job, the lumberjacks will all start brawling amongst themselves and we'll just get wild chaos throughout the building leading to the finish. But that's the stip. Shingo versus Hanare, never open weight championship. Jeff Cobb versus Ishii for the TV title. Yuya Uemura versus the Great Okan in a storm catch rules match. Boring. We have got Kenta and Chase Owens, Phantasmo and Hikuleo, Goto and Yoshihashi, and Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste, all in a four-way for the IWGP Tag and New Japan Strong Tag Team titles, even though New Japan Strong title is supposed to be exclusive to the U.S. Six-man tag champions, Oleg Bolton, Toriyana, and Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Bushi, Hiromu, and Yota Tsuji. And Kosei Fujita, Robbie Eagles, and Zack Sabre Jr. versus Clark Connors, Drula Maloney, and LJ Cleary. Also, Naito and Callum Newman is apparently the opener. Back in a moment, Raw Report, perhaps your calls and texts, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi today. I'm going solo. We got a lot to talk about. Though he's thankful for all the opportunities that Vince gave him. Randy Orton is happy that WWE has entered a new era. He spoke with Bill Apter when his father was inducted into the St. Louis Hall of Fame. Clip uploaded on Tuesday to Wrestle Binge. Was asked about positive changes. Says, off the top of my head, and listen, I love Vince McMahon. He gave me so many opportunities. But I think it was kind of time for him to move on. It's unfortunate that it happened in the way that it happened. But it's nice having people in charge of me that understand how important it is for you to be home for birthdays, home for Thanksgiving, home for Christmas. Vince, he had a Raw on Monday Night Live. He didn't care if he had kids. I came to him when I was 35. My back really started going. I pleaded with him and said, man, I got to like not do as many shows. Maybe do half the tour, be able to recover. And he just looked at me and he was like, okay, I need you on those shows, Randy. Mother Nature gets us all. And to hear that and go, okay, well, I guess there's no other thing I could do other than just wear myself out down until I can't even walk anymore for this man. And all the opportunities he gave me, it's nice having him out of there. It's nice having Triple H run the game. Nick Khan's great. Everybody TKO that came in, stepped in, they seem to get it. Just a different era. I think the way they care for the talent nowadays, make sure the talent's good. They need a little bit of a break. We're only human. They get it most of the time. So that's Randy Orton's thoughts on Vince being gone. And, you know, speaking of changes with Vince out, and not just Vince, the bane of my existence, Kevin Dunn. Last night on Raw, they had an impromptu women's tag title match. And it was Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark challenging Jade and Bianca for the women's tag team titles. And two things. Number one, again, Bianca in there. You know, she's not just hiding on the apron. I mean, she got in there early and she worked. Everything looked fine. And, you know, the one thing that I said more than anything is, especially based on the way that she was booked in AEW, and this can be the problem with people that play the monster gimmick, powerhouse gimmick, is they don't really get an opportunity to sell when you just do squash matches. And when you have to do longer matches, the whole key to making this whole thing work is the ability to sell, especially when you're a babyface. So, you know, my recommendation, if anyone cared, was she needs to get on the road, tag matches with good workers, get time in there, and sell. And I can't tell you how good she did because they got the heat and they went to commercial, and all of her selling, 4 straight minutes of selling, was all during the commercial break. And then she made the hot tag right when they came back. So, you know, whether it looked good or not, she got her reps in and we didn't see it. But anyway, they go to commercial and they come back for Bianca's hot tag. So Bianca is going to run wild. She's going to take out Zoe. She's going to take out Shayna. They're both going to get in there. She's going to take them both out. It's going to be a near fall. Jade's going to hit the ring. Going to have the whole 9 yards, the whole comeback. So I'm about halfway through watching this, and it suddenly occurs to me, I don't think they've had a camera cut in like 2 or 3 minutes now. And so I rewound it so I could pay close attention, because usually I'm taking notes, you know, looking back and forth. So I rewound it, and in fact, they had 1 4-minute uninterrupted camera shot from the moment they came back to commercial all the way until they did a finish and the bell rang. 4 minutes. I have been watching WWE since 1988. And I don't think ever in the history of ever have they done even like a 10-second uninterrupted camera shot. I talked about this with Dave. When Bray Wyatt passed away, we went back on Tuesday and we watched the Shield versus the Wyatt family. That match was like a great match. It was freaking impossible to watch, okay? They cut the camera like in a 5-second span, they cut that camera 15 times. Cut, 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 cut. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Shaking the camera. As like, you know, as bad as you may have thought it was like 2 years ago, in 2014, it was absolutely, completely unwatchable. But we'd been dealing with it for so long that I don't think we even, like, it just was normal by then. But going back and watching, brutal. Well, Kevin Dunn is gone. And this production of Raw and SmackDown and NXT is miles better. It is so much better. I can't even, like, I never seen anything like it in WWE. It's just, it's unbelievable. You know, they started with, like, that backstage shot, and then they'd follow the person all the way through the backstage area, hit the music, they'd go through the curtain all the way down to the ring for the entrance. Like, they started with that, which was cool enough. But to actually let you see 4 minutes of action, and literally, it was like a handheld. They had one camera guy who was, like, going like this, and he would go around the post, and he would go back, and he would get closer. One guy, 4 minutes. No cuts. The end of that women's tag team title match. It was great. So, you know, the main takeaway from the show is, again, too much interference with the Judgment Day. There was a, let's see what we've got here. We had a Dragon Lee Finn Balor match with outside interference. We had, where was it? Carlito and Braun Strowman, outside interference. And then we had Damian Priest and Rey Mysterio, outside interference. And literally, every time it was exactly the same. It was Judgment Day running down, causing the distraction, and away we go. So there was too much of it. I mean, it was a show-long story, but honestly, I don't care if it was a story. It was too much interference. So there was that. The good stuff on the show, there was plenty of it. So the Liv Morgan storyline with Dom is this. If you have been paying attention, they've been subtly teasing that Dom and Liv are together. You know, he's wearing a bandana. He goes into a room. Liv comes out of the room with the bandana, but it's like way in the background. You have to be paying attention to see it, stuff like that. So last week she kissed him. This week she starts hitting on him again. And he is still pretending he wants nothing to do with this. So what they want is for you to not be sure. Are they together or are they not? And so my presumption is this is going to be the Kurt Angle, Stephanie, Triple H love triangle with hopefully a better payoff. You know, they're going to do some sort of match where Liv faces Rhea and Dominic needs to make a decision. And I guess we'll see what that decision ends up being. We had a Sheamus Ludwig Kaiser match, which was a great match. They had a very hard-hitting match. Psychology was good. Ludwig attacked him in the aisle and took out his bad knee, worked over the knee the entire match. Sheamus refused to quit, overcame everything, finally goes up top for a middle rope white noise, but Kaiser slips out, kicks out the bad knee again, cradles him and pins him. Clean finish, no interference. One guy just beat another in an excellent TV match. We had Dragon Lee and Finn Balor. Match was good, but, you know, if they were having, like, some feud over something and they had a pay-per-view match, I guarantee it would be better. You know, they could have a significantly better match, more time, et cetera, et cetera. But we had the interference from the Judgment Day, and then Braun came down and destroyed everybody, and they ran off. So that led to Priest saying, I thought we were going to take care of this Braun issue. And he told Carlito, go get a match with this guy, take care of him tonight, which he was not happy about. We had a long segment with Sammy, Chad Gable, and the Alpha Academy. And basically, you know, Chad jumped Sammy, and he's beating him down. And then he starts berating Otis, but Tozawa steps in. And so he starts berating Tozawa, and then Maxine steps in. He starts berating Maxine, and Sammy recovers, and he starts going after Chad. So in the brawl, Alpha Academy is leaving the ring. But as they're leaving the ring, Chad shoves Sammy into Otis from behind. Otis bunks into Maxine. She falls off the apron and sells her foot, like she broke her foot. So Otis turns around, and he just sees two guys. And Chad says, he did it. And Sammy says, he did it. And the fans are screaming. They're going crazy. They want Otis to turn, and he's, And finally, he grabs Sammy, and he gives him the world's strongest slam, and people are so sad. And then Chad goes backstage, and he says, Otis, you're my main man. We are going to win my Intercontinental title at the pay-per-view. So really, there's only two options here. One, they finally turn on Chad Gable, and then, of course, Sammy retains the title. And Chad's deal's coming due. So I think this will determine whether or not he re-signs. Whatever they do for the finish, we'll know if he re-signed. Or, you know, they turn on Sammy, and Chad wins, and Alpha Academy is a heel group. So I guess we'll find out which way they go, but those seem to be the two options. Braun Breaker murdered Ricochet. It was awesome. Did the coolest top rope Frankensteiner, speared him for the pin. Ilya Dragunov ran down. It's Braun Breaker, Ilya Dragunov on Raw next Monday, which should be an awesome match. Kiana James beat Natty. It's kind of a showcase for her. We had Carlito and Braun Strowman. Braun murdered him, and then we had more Judgment Day shenanigans, and Liv came out, and they continued the Liv and Dominic storyline there. Jade and Bianca did a promo. Shane and Zoe are pretty much the number one contenders. They've been asking for the tag title shot for a while now. So Jade and Bianca showed up, and they challenged them for tonight. And Adam Pearce, who normally comes out and says, we got to do it, whatever, he goes, you know what? Both teams want it. Let's do it right now. And so we got a title match, Bianca and Jade versus Shane and Zoe. And Alba Fire and Isla Dawn hit the ring for the DQ, which led to a big brawl and probably a three-way for the women's tag titles at the pay-per-view. Bianca and Jade versus Shane and Zoe versus the Voodoo Ladies, Alba and Isla Dawn. Jey Uso did a promo vowing to win King of the Ring this year. I'm sorry, Mr. Money in the Bank. He wants to become Mr. Money in the Bank, so he wants to win the briefcase, which he might. You know, we've been waiting for them to do something with Jey, so could be that. Lyra also said she wants to win Money in the Bank. She got jumped by EO, so they had a brawl. And then we had AOP and The New Day, and they're teasing that The New Day are going to split. And, you know, if you recall, The New Day has done interviews where they basically said, they ever try to break us up, we quit. Well, that was a long time ago. We'll see if things have changed, because they're teasing a breakup. And in this match, you know, Woods is selling, goes to make a tag, but Kofi is outside yelling at Cross, so he's not there for his partner. His partner gets pinned. And as the AOP and Cross leave, they're laughing. And meanwhile, Woods is just, where were you, Kofi? Where were you? And Cross had warned him, tonight, you're going to find out that you don't need this guy. Actually, he found out tonight that he did need the guy. That was the problem. But anyway, that was the Raw report overall. A very good show, although a little bit too much interference, but it's par for the course. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi is not here, but he shall return tomorrow. In fact, we got a lot of things coming up over the next couple of weeks. Montesi is going to be on tomorrow, talking some music, a bunch of other projects as well. Vinny Pacifico is back on June 7th. So that's a, I've got to figure this out. Am I here June 7th? That would be unfortunate. Anyway, we're going to get all that handled. I got to look at the calendar right here. May have got my days mixed up. But one way or the other, we got some guests on the show. Tonight, it'll be the Brian, Vinny, Granny, Craig, and Sean show. And we'll be talking WWF Challenge from 1986, I believe episode number 15, if I recall correctly. Seems like I'm always about a week off. But that's coming up tonight. You can go to WrestlingObserver.com. Check the Brian and Vinny show archives. It'll tell you what the last one was that we reviewed. But these shows are a lot of fun. And there's not a lot left before they just drop off Peacock. Because, they've just stopped uploading, which is sad. So we'll get through as many as we can. And then a lot of people are suggesting we switch to primetime wrestling to just make it through WrestleMania 3 and then move on to another topic. But we will figure out what we're going to do. But anyway, want to thank everybody for listening here today. If you want more, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com, F4W Online on Cameo. You got a Cameo yet? What are you waiting for? Get one. It'll be worth your money. $25. Father's Day is coming. Anyway, we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.